Hi, and welcome to Healing Quest, your healthy lifestyle show. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. Our focus here on Healing Quest is a healthy lifestyle, and for us that includes things like integrative health and energy medicine to help us all achieve optimum well-being. Well, today we're going to explore a very controversial subject, the salt that is a big part of our nutritional life. The experts, including the World Health Organization, say the average American eats twice as much salt every day as nutritionists recommend, and they say that can literally be deadly.
So in just a minute, we're going to discuss this hot topic with someone who is truly an expert on it. Selena DeLongre is CEO of Selena Naturally and a nationally known advocate for the role sea salt can play in achieving optimum health. We've known Selena for over a decade now, right? And we've turned to her frequently over the years for her wisdom and perspective on organic and natural health issues.
So I think you're going to be interested in what she has to say. And now that we're in April, we're going to visit with Michelle Bernhardt, our resident astrologer, and find out what the planetary energy has in store for us in the weeks ahead.
And in my Wild Woman Wisdom segment, we're going to connect with Cindy Grogan, who's also known as the Sensible Psychic. Among her many gifts is the ability to communicate with animals, not only cats and dogs, but also ferrets and birds and horses and hamsters and rabbits and guinea pigs. Here at Healing Quest Central, we have two cats and one golden retriever who can't wait to hear what Cindy has to say. But we're going to begin today with details on that World Health Organization warning about something that's a part of almost every meal we eat.
The World Health Organization has just issued a report warning that we have a huge salt problem. In fact, they predict that 7 million people will die by 2013 as a result of too much sodium in our diet.
Well, to prevent that, the WHO is calling on governments to do three things. One, impose stricter sodium targets for food. And two, mark salt content more clearly on packaging. And three, boost public awareness of the dangers of eating a lot of salty food. And Selena DeLongre, our guest now for this part of Healing Quest, might add a fourth to-do to that list. We're talking about the importance of understanding the difference between the commercial salt used in processed and packaged foods and the natural sea salt recommended by hundreds of doctors and nutritionists for its unique taste and health benefits.
Selena is CEO of the parent company of Selena Naturally and the Celtic Sea Salt brand. She's also a nationally known spokeswoman about the role that sea salt can play in achieving optimum health.
And in full disclosure, Roy and I have known Selena for almost two decades now. We consider her an expert on natural and organic issues. Selena, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, gosh. I am so honored that you guys have thought about me when you saw this article in the paper.
It seems to me that we've had this conversation more than once over the years, but we're talking about the growing concern over sodium that lumps all salts together. But is that accurate?
I think it's the type of sodium. And I think also the article referred to a lot about processed foods, which is interesting that they attacked the danger of processed foods being the salt that's in it. And I would say probably the salt that is in it is one of the culprits, but I'm sure there's other ingredients also. So I'm just a person that is an advocate to tell people if the article could take a twist and just say, stay away from processed foods, I think we would be a lot better off. But if all the processed foods could use a healthy salt that has minerals in it, I think we'd be better off also.
Hear, hear.
Well, how do you feel about the possibility of mandatory government limits on the amount of salt the food industry can add to their processed and packaged foods?
I think that they are trying to make a difference, but they're still missing the biggest culprit, and it's just eating processed foods in general. If our, you know, if our diet consisted of a lot more unprocessed foods, we would be a lot healthier society today. Go to the grocery store, you see, you know, how much food is processed compared to the foods that are not.
Right. You walk around a grocery store and everything on the inside is pretty much processed. If you walk around the perimeter, like where the vegetables are and the meat department and whatnot, yeah, you're going to get fresh food. The rest of it's pretty much processed.
It feels like 80-20 to me.
I really do think that that's the biggest thing. And it's interesting that, you know, the World Health Organization is recognizing that our health is declining. I just think they're just a little bit off on what the real culprit is.
I agree.
So how is commercial salt processed for packaged foods? And how does that compare with the way you guys process sea salt?
Well, just like any foods, way back when they started to have foods be, you know, more convenient for the consumer, they started to take all the nutrients out and then thinking that they could fortify it and make it better. I think God's already done a pretty good job of what he provided for us to eat. But that's what they did. And you know, with salt, sugar, bread, all these different things, they remove what our body is supposed to eat with the sodium chloride. I'm not saying our salt has less sodium chloride, but it's the balance of the magnesium, the potassium, and the calcium, and also the pH that allows our bodies to absorb the nutrients better, but because our body really needs salt.
Selena, how many years have you been, in this salt world?
40 years.
Wow.
Yeah. This was before, there was Whole Foods or any kind of health food available. We were making our own tofu and our own everything way back then, because you couldn't buy any foods at the health food store. You really had to just make it yourself. So it's been a lot of years. I've watched a lot of transformation happen in this industry.
Well, the WHO also wants to boost public awareness of the dangers of eating a lot of salty food. And, you know, how do you feel about that? And I mean, is that even possible?
And, you know, it's interesting when they say, what is a salty food? Like, I'm going to go back to say most salty foods are, chips and things like that. And they have bad oils in them, too. I think even if you put my amazing, good, healthy salt in these chips today with all the other preservatives and the bad ingredients, I don't even know if my salt would contradict all those other bad ingredients. I'm going to continue to say it's about the processed foods, really. But I will compliment that to say, years ago, I remember a lady traveled from Atlanta to our plant here in Asheville, North Carolina. And she said, I needed to get some salt before Thanksgiving because I'm making a ham. And I says, you got to be kidding me. You're putting salt on a ham? It's so salty. And she says, well, if I don't, my fingers and feet will swell, because your salt is the balance that helps me to counteract all the sodium that's in ham.
Really?
Yeah.
<Wow. laughs> That's interesting. Yeah. The last thing you would think about putting on
exactly.
ham is salt.
Yeah.
I love these personal stories. That's the way most things get discovered.
That's what I love about you guys, because you guys share all these personal stories and you don't get to read that on the label of a product.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
So speaking of the lady who came to your place all those years ago, you know, the WHO says most Americans eat twice as much salt as is good for them. And we're talking about commercial salt, like table salt. So we really like your salt. So if we could magically change what Americans are eating to sea salt, what impact do you think that would have on the health of this country?
I really do think that it would help a lot of things. I think that it would help in the digestive system, because when you eat a salt that has mineral balance in it, it actually helps with the hydrochloric acid in our stomach. And so it helps you digest foods better. It actually promotes the absorption of nutrients, because it's like a delivery system of all the other nutrients that need to go, you know, into all the different areas of our bodies. And even the balance of the potassium ratios in the body helps to keep the proper fluid balance in the body, which, you know, really helps with edema and high blood pressure.
And we happen to know you're going to a speaking event in a week or two. Well, I think it's 600 physicians. And so you're going to be, I think, getting feedback from them. You're going to solicit it. It'll be interesting to hear the stories that you bring back from how their use of your salt in their practice has had an impact.
You know, that's been doing this for over 40 years. I am still blown away by the things that people tell me, how their life has changed by just changing something so simple as sea salt. And it just goes to show you that it's not about just avoiding salt and taking salt out of your body. you got to get rid of that sodium chloride that has all those other additives, because that is what the culprit is. And by then adding a high mineral salt, that's where the testimonials start to come in. So I'm really excited, because at the end of the presentation, I'm going to be asking all these doctors, please share with me the experience you've had with all of your patients sharing Celtic sea salt. They've been promoting the Celtic sea salt for over 30 years in this summit.
Wow.
That's very impressive. Oh, I can't wait to hear that. So you'll have to come back.
Yeah.
And let us know what they have to say. Because that's, you know, there's nothing like hearing it from the people that you trust with your body and your health and your overall well-being. I mean, people still want to hear from a doctor.
Yeah, that is so true. And we can only just pray that the doctors become more aware, you know, of the benefits of a lifestyle change than just pharmaceuticals. I look forward to that day. And I think that we just need to look at the ingredients. Yes, look at that, but don't just look at the sodium levels. Look at everything. Look at the preservatives and all the other additives in these products.
Thanks so much, Selena. We've been speaking with Selena DeLongre. She's the CEO of Selena Naturally and the Celtic Sea Salt brand, and an expert on natural and organic issues, including the role that sea salt can play in achieving optimum health. You can find out more by visiting her website at selenanaturally.com. That's S-E-L-I-N-A naturally.com.
Boy, I'm really looking forward to the feedback that Selena is going to get from the doctors at this big event she's speaking at this weekend. 600 physicians who've been using her sea salts for 30 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I bet you they're going to have some interesting stories to tell. We'll check in with Selena after her speech, find out what the doctors had to say, and bring all of that to you.
But coming up in today's show, we'll be checking in with Michelle Bernhardt for her forecast of the astrological energy that's awaiting us in April. And in my Wild Woman Wisdom segment, I'll be talking to animal communicator Cindy Grogan, also known as the Sensible Psychic. So stay tuned, and don't forget, podcasts of this and other Healing Quest shows are available at our website, healingquest.tv.
And follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks, and you're listening to Healing Quest on iHeartRadio.